Welcome once again to another soundbite. And in this session, we're going to be looking at another subject altogether. And we're going to be looking at the position and the condition of a believer in Christ in the age of grace. And there are different terminology that we might find in various books. I use the expression condition versus position. Because I think it's the most commonly used, but others might use standing and state. And the one I like the best is the one used by Hudson Taylor. He made the distinction between union and communion. And that's really gets to the heart of what we're talking about today. The difference between our union with Christ, which is once and for all and forever, and our communion or our daily fellowship with him, which can fluctuate. We're going to be using the terms position and condition, and we mean exactly the same thing. So regardless of the terminology that you use, this concept is a biblical one, and it's important to know. It will help clear up a lot of questions that you might have that you've come across in the New Testament, and it might help make sense of what otherwise would seem to be contradictions that you find in the Bible. So here we're going to be looking at our position versus our condition. And they both speak of our relationship to the Lord. Maybe you've read through some of the epistles, especially 1 Corinthians or others similar to it, and you ask the question, well, were they holy? Or were they not holy? Were they sanctified once and for all? Or were they in the process of being sanctified? Are they near to God? Or are we near to God? Or is it necessary for us to draw near to God? Are our sins forgiven already because we're saved? Or do we need to confess our sins in order for them to be forgiven? Well, the answer to all of those is yes. But we approach these from different perspectives. First, let's look at our position. And our position speaks of that perfect, unchangeable relationship to God into which every genuinely born-again believer enters at the moment of saving faith. So as soon as we put our faith in Christ, we are saved forever. And we might liken that to a son being born. If a father has a son, that son is born into his family, and he will always be the son of that father. That father will always be the father of that son. That relationship is unchangeable once it happens. And the same is true when we're born again. When we're born into God's family, we are God's child. We are God's son. And he is our father, and nothing can ever change that relationship. We might also liken our position to a marriage. When a man and woman get married, they are married, and it's till death do you part. It's for our whole entire lives. And it doesn't matter how things are going on any particular day. Our position is that we're married, and that is unchangeable. That's till death do we part. But on the other hand, we think of our relationship to God as a condition. And the condition is that imperfect and very changeable state of a believer's life at any given moment of time. For example, a son will always be the son of his father. But a son may not behave well every day. And one day that son might be great and have a great relationship with his father. The next day he might be a rebel. He might be disobedient and get himself in a lot of trouble. And there's friction in that relationship with his father. But regardless of the condition of his relationship to his father, the position never changes. He's always a son. He may not be a son in good standing at any given moment. He might need correction. He might need discipline. The sweetness in that relationship might be gone, but it doesn't change the relationship. That son is always the son of the father. And the same thing is true in a marriage. When a man and woman are married, their position is they're married. They've been made one flesh. They've been joined together till death do they part. However, the condition of that relationship fluctuates. Someday, that relationship might be a taste of heaven. The next day, it might be a taste of something else. It's not so sweet. But regardless of the condition of the relationship on any given day or any given moment, the position is that that couple, they're married, and nothing can change that relationship. Scofield put it this way, and let me just quote this paragraph from Scofield. I think it's helpful. He said, "A prince, while he is a little child, is presumably as willful and ignorant as other little children. Sometimes he may be very obedient and teachable and affectionate, and then he is happy and approved. At other times, he might be unruly, self-willed, and disobedient. And then he is unhappy and perhaps chastised. But he is just as much a prince on the one day as on the other. It may be hoped that as time goes on, he will learn to bring himself into a willing and affectionate subjection to every right way. And then he will be more princely, but not more really a prince. He was born a prince." And again, here he's describing that distinction between his position, he was born a prince, and the condition of that as he grows and matures through time. And as he is obedient one day, maybe disobedient the next. So this is the concept that we're looking at, and we find it often in scriptures. So we're just going to begin by looking at some major important distinctions between our position and our condition. So our position is a gift of grace through faith. It's God's work. Scofield said, "No aspect of our position is ever gained by prayer or diligence or service or churchgoing or almsgiving or self-denial or holiness of life. This is not something that we work for or earn. This is by grace through faith. On the other hand, the condition of our relationship to God on any given moment, that does involve effort on our part. It involves work. We're to do good works. We're to demonstrate our relationship to Christ. So our position is by grace through faith, and our condition involves work and effort on our part. Secondly, our position is God's work for us. It's because of Christ's finished work on the cross that we're saved, that we have a relationship to him, that we're born again. And so our position is God's work for us. But the condition of our life is God's work in us as we work for him. So God worked for us when he sent his son to die in our place and provide salvation. And God works in us day by day as we yield to him. And that's the condition of our life. Our position is perfect. Perfect. We couldn't be any more saved than we are now. But the condition of our life is very much imperfect. And we're a work in progress there. Our position is finished. It's not just perfect, but it's finished. It's not progressive. We're not progressively being saved. The moment we put our faith in Christ, we are saved completely. The job of salvation is finished, but in a sense, the work that God wants to do in making us, bringing us more into the image of his son, that's never finished until we get to glory. There's also our position is unchangeable. It's not under that we're under probation for a certain amount of years until we can get stamped that we're approved as being really saved. The moment we put our faith in Christ, we are saved. And that's never going to change. We didn't earn our salvation by good works. We can't lose it by bad works. So our salvation, our position, is unchangeable. But the condition of a believer's life, that's very changeable. That changes from day to day, sometimes moment to moment. Sometimes we're walking in the Spirit, and that's a good relationship to God. Sometimes we're walking in the flesh, and there's that fellowship ended. Our position is the same for every believer. The Apostle Paul is saved. He has a wonderful position in Christ, but it's no better than mine or yours. If you're born again, you are in Christ. You are saved. You are sealed. You are positioned in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are redeemed. All of that is unchangeable. It's the work that God did for you the moment you were saved, whether you realized it or not. He did hundreds of things that are true of us now that we're saved. That's our position. And every single believer around the globe, regardless of how long they've been saved, every believer has exactly the same position. But our condition, that's different. That's different. At different stages in our Christian life, there's a progressive growth in our Christian life. And so that's going to change the condition of our relationship to God from immature to mature. And then there's also sin that can interfere in the meantime, where we can either be walking in the flesh and we're fleshly and carnal, or we're walking in the Spirit and we're spiritual. So our salvation is the same for every believer, but the quality of that is different at different moments in our Christian life. And so our position is not something that we're hoping to obtain. If you're saved, you've already received that position. It's complete, it's full, it's unchangeable, and our position is a fact that God wants us to believe. The condition of our life has to do with the quality of our relationship moment by moment. Our position is a fact to be believed. Our condition is a quality of life to be experienced. So these are two different ways in which our salvation is described in the Bible. And it's not that they're conflicting or contradicting, certainly not. But they look at our salvation from a different lens, if you will. On the one hand, we have been sanctified. The book of Hebrews tells us we've been sanctified once and for all. And yet other places in the epistles, our sanctification is a work in progress. It's gradual and it's not finished in this life. So we'll be looking more at this wonderful aspect of our salvation, our position, and our condition, or our union with Christ that's unchangeable, the same for every believer, and our communion with Christ, our fellowship with Him from moment to moment that is changeable. So next time we'll continue on and look in the epistles as to how this really played out in the lives of especially the church at Corinth. We'll be looking at them substantially.